Warning, warning, warning. The content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your host, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Right on, that number for you to connect with us is 321-473-4253. And all you Skype users out there, if you type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, and you can go to the site right now and chat live with us on spirituallyraw.com. Hey, everybody, it is the 11-11. You know what? So many people, I've heard this for years now, like, this is the day so many people have been waiting for. So we're going to look like,
let's see what it is going to be all about.
Yeah, we're going to find out. We got some a couple of cool
so
treats
far,
for you.
So far, it does not feel any different.
Really? We'll find out at the end of the show, because I think it's going to feel, I know it's going to feel different for you
all
by
right.
the time you listen to the whole show,
all
which
right.
means you want to stay tuned.
Because right
the whole
now,
show.
I feel exactly the same as I did yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Negative Nelly. Negative Nelly, Negative Nelly. Hey, listen, everybody. Don't listen to her, everybody. Block your ears. Hey, everybody, this is a jam-packed show for us today. We have, not only do we have the Raw Factor results, we do have Conspiracy Corner, and we got a special guest host on there, which I know April is going to talk about in just a second. Before we get, well, listen real quick, helping us out as our co-commentators today are psychic and tarot reader Shannon Ray and Malcolm Brenner, author of The Wet Goddess. So they're going to be with us today, too. And before April describes our conspiracy or introduces our Conspiracy Corner host, let's know about him. I'd like to have everybody on their feet and give an overwhelming applause to
yes.
our veterans for Veterans Day.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, without them, whether you believe in what they have to do or not do, without them, here we are living in free borders.
It's a selfless job.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, ladies and gentlemen around the world who've defended us for many generations and, you know, allow us to do what we do, allow us to do a show like this, right? So, hey, what do you say we talk about our Conspiracy Corner, Kat?
All here? Right. This is going to be exciting. Up this morning, we have Adam Agnok Davy Heffer, a.k.a. Adam Omkara, founder of Omkara World. Adam is a mind-body health guru. He lived in an ashram and practiced as a monk for 2 years, undergoing the intense study of the Vedic scripture. He is also a spiritual consultant with a clientele to include celebrities, politicians, pro athletes, and professional sports teams owners. Now, he also writes for the Washington Times Online, and listen to this. He is the one and only man, the one and only writer to break the Occupy Wall Street story. So let's welcome Adam to the show.
All right, on. Hello, Adam.
This is exciting.
Hey there, AJ. April.
What's going
Happy
on, brother?
To be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man. This is good stuff. All right, so
problem.
Before we get into everything, and I know you got some stuff you want to share about the Wall Street and, you know, New World Order and things, but what exactly is Omkara World?
Well, Omkara is just a more formal way of saying Om.
Oh.
You know, the symbol and the term Om.
Oh.
So it really just is it just means divine. So Omkara World, divine world.
All right, right on. And as far as your
now that I never knew.
As
Omkara.
As far as
yeah, just a more of a formal saying for Om.
All right.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Adam. So you know, when someone goes to read your online column in the Washington Times, what's the general scope of it?
Well, generally, it's mind, body, spirit, health, fitness. A lot of actually food-related articles. When I first started the column, there was a lot of ruling and laws started changing towards organics and small farms, and I started picking up on a lot of the stories. I felt it so important. Our food, what we put into our bodies, is like the most important thing we can do and focus on, because everything else builds from that. So I've kind of become a food activist, so to speak. I've actually even been down in Congress to help them lobby, and I've written a lot of numerous articles on that. But I've, from that to fitness tips to interviewing swamis.
Right on. Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you a vegetarian?
Yes, I am.
You are, okay. And do you find that, just a little bit off track, but do you find that to really make a difference in the way you live your life and the way you actually do feel?
Well, it's a personal choice, AJ. I let everybody make their own decisions. I try to give people objective health information and allow them to be able to understand it and then make their own choices. I mean, obviously, if you study indigenous cultures, most to all of them are not vegetarian, and you couldn't say they're not spiritual or in tune or kind or compassionate. If you really study them. So I'm not saying to be a vegetarian you have a monopoly on all that or not. It's your personal choice, but I think people really just need to really understand there's so many half-truths and untruths out there with health and nutrition right now. It's so confusing, and it mirrors, if you look at our society, I mean, right now we have more health information than ever, more books than ever, more trainers than ever, more, you know, all these internet sites, but what's happening to the health and well-being of the nation? It's getting worse and worse.
Chicken is so vile.
Chicken is, it's like huge. It's so disgusting. It's like one chicken breast is like, you know what it's like? It's like looking at, like when you looked at chicken when we were kids, and now chicken now, it's like a breast implant. You know what I mean?
Well, you're saying chicken, but that's not chicken. That is factory farm chicken. The chicken that our people's ancestors ate, that's would be technically chicken. That's the thing I want to convey. When you talk about meat and people say, oh, meat has hormones and antibiotics, that's not meat. That's factory farmed meat. That has nothing to do with the meat that our ancestors ate. We were a healthy nation before the change in the food system from small farms to industrialized. All these things that we say that are bad for us now, everybody ate and were completely healthy. So it's night and day, really.
Totally
this,
is.
This that
is
makes sense. I try to
you remember when we went? Explain. Remember when we went to India? How different the chicken tasted?
Totally different.
Yeah, sure.
It's so different. It was pure. It's pure. It was really. I mean, it was wow.
And that's got gameness.
It doesn't taste gamey at all.
Man,
actually,
it's so good.
It's so fresh and light tasting. It almost melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's like eating.
It's very ungamey, actually.
It's like
ungamier.
Very ungainly. It's
chicken nowadays is just tasteless.
It's
rubber.
So, you know what it's like? It's kind of like eating like, the best way to describe it is like if you were having like a really great steak or something. It's got that kind of like, wow, it's really good.
It tastes delicious, actually.
It's just really good. Okay, so with all that being said, you know, and Adam, uh-huh. and then, you know, really just working through, you know, nutritional elements and sharing that with people, what really got you to get involved with the Occupy Wall Street discussion?
Well, that's an interesting question. I knew about it from day one, and even when it started, I realized I heard chatter from it from beforehand. I'm like, oh, right, that's what they were talking about. So as soon as I saw it happening, I told my news group, hey, somebody needs to do a story on this, and no one answered me back. And I started seeing that it wasn't being picked up from mainstream media at all. It was a real media blackout. And I just started, I was getting live feeds, I was getting, you know, like raw clips, and I was getting accounts from what was going on, and I just felt, wow, this really needs to be documented. That was like right in the beginning where there was the real intensity with the cops and the protesters, and there was a pepper spray incident with the girls, and every day progressed, and I'm like, wow, no one is talking about this. No one is picking this up. And at that point, you didn't know how long it was going to go on for. It could go on for 5 days, it could go on for a week. And I just felt it would have been a shame if it never got talked about. And I just felt to at least historically document, I said, okay, I'll just write a story on it.
Okay.
And I did. I compiled everything I knew up until then. I did some interviews, and I did a story, and it really broke it. That weekend was the mass arrest on the Brooklyn Bridge, and then media kind of started superficially picking up on it. So I broke that story, and then I've done a lot of numerous follow-ups after, and I've been on the radio about twice a week reporting live in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area from Occupy camps on the East Coast.
So let me ask you this. Now that it's gone on for, at least a month now, right? What's Adam's opinion on this? I mean, do you think there's something valid what's happening here? Are they barking up the wrong tree?
I think a bit of both. I feel they're the feelings are valid, and we really obviously have a lot wrong on a lot of levels here in this country. It's just multi-layered. I think if you're trying to convey your message, no matter what you're doing, any message you have, or even if you're trying to sell a product, you have to try to figure out who are you trying to convey this to. So really what they're trying to do is they're trying to convey their message to the general public to educate them and get them to understand these issues. So in that regard, you have to look at how am I presenting myself to them. And I think one maybe issue with the movement is I don't really know how appealing it is to the masses. I don't think most people can really relate to it.
I think that's
so the message
statement.
Is lost a bit, and I think they would do them some good if they kind of reevaluated and tried to see what could we do to maybe make this more palatable to the average person so they could understand our issues and not just looking at us living in tents and marching with signs.
It's interesting you say that because there's a lot of passion going out there, and again, the biggest thing, and we've been toying back with it back and forth for I think every week for the last month, and the proverbial mm-hmm. question is, people do, they're frustrated about something, is that do you, Adam, think that there is a specific place, if it's not Occupy Wall Street, is there a place they should be occupying right now, or is there some other platform, if you would, that would help them get their message to be more successful? And if you can hold that thought for me, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get the answer to that. Everybody,
sure.
Hang tight.
As you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. Going back 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misused, causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org.
History of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
Sick and tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Is this the fulfillment?
We want the Mubarak to get out!
Of ancient prophetic texts. What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon is shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass-whipping
All
truth.
Right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right back at you. Listen, Adam Omkara. So what do you think, Adam? Do you think, would there have been, or is there a better place for them, or better scenario for them to really get their message across?
Well, I think when I first saw this happening, my gut feeling was that if there's going to be any real proactive changes, it'll come from the next incarnation of whatever they do. My feeling is that they should kind of disband what they're doing and perhaps start to look at lobbying efforts, figure out what their core issues are, and then go and start lobbying to try to get them. For instance, their core demand is to get corporate money out of politics, because it's rife within politics and it changes everything once it's there. So go to your congresspeople and lobby to get it out.
Let me ask you this from a spiritual perspective, and you know, sure, you've had the study of the Vedic scripture. Do you believe that what's experienced, what we're all going through right now, and what they're doing right now, from looking at it a place of, let's say, reincarnation, if you would, if we understood it completely from that place, are there reasons for us to be frustrated, or maybe to accept or to acknowledge that these are maybe moments that we're supposed to literally experience so we can grow from them?
Well, that's a bit of a complicated question. Take it to an individual level, that if you just allow yourself, your lifestyle, to get bad, you eat the wrong food, you don't sleep right, etc., and then you get sick and you're down, then do you say to yourself, well, this is karma, I must be going through this, there must be something to learn from this? It's really what you did to yourself. You know, you could have taken care of yourself better and then not have gotten into that situation. So a lot of it, I would say karma with, I guess conscious or unconscious sort of ways that you've gone that have created a situation you're in. I would actually take this, what we're going through now, in more of a, I don't know, there's a yuga cycle that's, you know, the Vedas kind of subscribes to, which means there's a cyclical sort of time period that we go through. There's four yugas. There's Treta Yuga. Wait, let me get this right. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and then we're in what's called Kali Yuga. And they kind of, you could almost equate them to the seasons. And of course, we would be, the Kali Yuga would be the winter of all the yugas. It's a, each one is a little less pious. And within Kali Yuga, there's more room, it gets really esoteric for kind of manipulation of people and people's free will and freedom. And so what really is going on now within this planet or on this planet is a lot of just deep level deception and manipulation to keep people really muddled and basic and confused and not able to really, there's no environment for people to really express their true potential.
All right, now
is the Kali Yuga or Yuga, is that a time frame of months or years that these seasons last?
Years, as in thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, actually. But to be, and this can tie into this day, this special 11-11-11 day, in the Mayan predictions, there is, within this particular Kali Yuga, it's predicted to be a golden age. The Yugas go as cycles, like seasons. And every Kali Yuga, well, not in every Kali Yuga, there's a special incarnation. Maybe of one out of every couple hundred thousand Kali Yugas, but within this particular one, there was a very special incarnation of the divine that was here just 500 years ago, and it's predicted that when he is incarnated into a Kali Yuga, there is a golden age after he arrives, and this also coincides with what the Mayans are saying and some of these other ancient cultures. So we're really actually in a very special time.
Yeah, that's totally cool. You're saying then that there's actually going to come forth a physical human as this incarnation or next avatar?
This incarnation already incarnated about 500 years ago. His name was Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya, and he was a incarnation, actually, of Krishna and Radharani, somewhat combined. And he actually came incarnated as a devotee, and he started a propagated a movement. I'm actually initiated into his lineage.
Oh, right on! Oh, what? Congrats!
That's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
So, what about like us?
Isn't it Krishna's birthday today?
You know what? I was reading some. I don't know if it's his birthday today.
Krishna's birthday.
Yeah.
But I know there's 300,000 people in India right now celebrating him today. You know, which I know they celebrate him every day, but for a special event today. You know, so which is something that's definitely fascinating. What about Sai Baba? You've heard of him, Adam?
Yes, I have.
And what about you know the thoughts behind him? Is he an avatar, or was he an avatar?
There's different levels of it. There's gurus and special people that are, you could call them, it's a technical term, is Shakyavesha avatar, meaning they've become so spiritualized they actually take on some of the characteristics of the divine, and the divine works through them. Sai Baba was not predicted to be an avatar. I my personal feeling is he was just a God person, and of course there's a lot of other mixed feelings about him with his personal life and everything too, which we won't get into, but I personally don't recognize or see him as a avatar of Krishna.
Do you believe in like an antichrist coming forth?
That's another complex issue.
It's a loaded question.
I feel if you want to get into the quote-unquote New World Order and the dark agenda, with my studies and my interaction with my gurus and advisors, which I you know, is a check and balance system of what I feel, what I read, what I hear from them, I feel there could be an agenda, if there is a New World Order agenda, that it could be under the guise of world peace, meaning you can manufacture situations, calamities, and events that create chaos and confusion and frightened, you know, everybody. So everybody's then ready to kind of jump on whatever the United Nations or what have you has to say or to, you know, to combat the plan. And I know, and I have heard that there could be some sort of a false sort of Christ figure that could come on the scene to pacify everything, and it'll seem like a great idea at the time, I'm sure.
Do you think that's what's happening right now, quote-unquote, maybe like a New World Order is orchestrating these types of scenarios, like Occupy Wall Street, what's going on in Greece right now, the riots in the Middle East, and, you know, they all seem to be simultaneously happening right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is an orchestrated event from, quote-unquote, a New World Order scenario?
Well, just to talk about the Occupy movement, I know I've heard that about it. I don't personally see it with that. I don't think the people involved. I mean, for instance, perhaps they could try to create rioting. If it was a New World Order orchestrated event, which would then have to, you know, the authorities would have to clamp down on that. Maybe perhaps martial law would have to be implemented. I just don't see that mood in the Occupy movement, at least from what I've seen with my own eyes here. Now, for instance, in Greece, you know, there's these Bilderberg meetings. There was a Bilderberg meeting. I don't know if everybody's familiar with the Bilderberg group, but they're
of all days for Judge not to be here.
Is she suing the Bilderbergs too?
She's suing them all. Oh, yes, yeah. We're very familiar with the Bilderbergs.
Okay, yeah. Well, there was a Bilderberg meeting in Greece a few years ago. It seems if you follow a pattern that when they meet, there's, you know, obviously things happen after. So, you know, I think it could be a bit of both. I mean, I think they can tend to want to tune out and down, you know, like down a country if they want to, for their own means, but that may not necessarily be the agenda to create turmoil to then invoke martial law. I think that it could be a New World Order sort of plan, but maybe not in the sense that people think they're just trying to piss everybody off so everybody starts throwing Molotov cocktails everywhere and then they can clamp down and create martial law. May not necessarily be that route.
Do you think the Bilderbergs are at the head of creating this new world order or this so-called future Antichrist figure?
It's hard to say. You know, I was in Congress actually for a lobbying day, and I met with a lady who was used to be in the media, and she was actually some of these people that were Bilderbergers, and there's all these other subgroups, they trusted her, and they would allow her to kind of come in, maybe not necessarily to a Bilderberg meeting, but to other kind of secret functions they had, and she would document things. Somehow I just randomly shook her hand, and we got to talking, and she was saying straight up that, you know, I mean, the Bilderberg group's one thing, but there's all these other kind of subgroups to it that could even be more powerful. I mean, it's kind of hard to say who does what, but I mean the fact is sure, you got, you know, CEOs of multinational corporations, you have, you know, these politicians, you have international bankers, they all come together, and if they, you know, figure out the best plan for them to keep going what they have, and it, I mean, you know, that's not that hard to conceptualize.
No, not at all.
Who actually is doing, you know, is the top, you know, that's kind of speculation. But I feel, yeah, the Bilderbergers are powerful people.
Adam, let me ask you this, just jumping gears here just a little bit. Today being 11-11-11, is there really anything magical from your perspective? I mean, really, there's been so many people talking about it, and
right.
I've heard it for at least the last 5-6 years, 11-11-11. Yeah. Is there really anything magical about it? And again, if you can hold that thought once again while we go to a quick break, I'd like to get your answer and then go to our commentators for their comments. Be right back, everybody.
Attention, this is a planetary alert. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer, and have a blessed day.
The coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
Want to know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven, the laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com. Time to read on being God. God, 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 God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God, 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 God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass-whipping
truth. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on. So, Adam, anything really, really special, the whole build-up to this day, man? What do you think about this day?
Well, what I want to do right now is, if it's fine, I want to kind of read off some kind of statistics and some facts of, in an astrological and a numerology sense about 11-11.
Let's do it, man.
Get a groundwork, yeah. And then we can kind of go from there.
Oh,
well,
right.
It really, really obviously works its way into the fabric of the universe and reality quite a bit. On August 11th, 1999, there at 11-11, there was a total solar eclipse. And December 21st, 2012, at 11:11 a.m. is when the Mayan calendar ends. And astrologically speaking, we've entered into the age of Aquarius, which is the 11th sign, right? And actually, on a side note, my birthday is 2/11 or double 11s, and I'm an Aquarius, which, you know, it's the 11th sign, so it's kind of
happy advanced birthday, man, in case we forget.
Thank you.
You got it.
Now, 11:11, if you multiply it by 11:11, you get a pyramid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? It goes up, and then it goes down. And then actually, if you multiply any number with a base of 1, you could do 8 ones times 8 ones, you'll get a pyramid.
Hmm.
And if you convert into binary, 11 becomes 3, or a trinity, three sides of a triangle or a pyramid. And then in Freemasonry, you know, you have the 33rd degree, so you get the two threes, the two pyramids, and then also if you divided 33 by 3, you get 11. So let me just talk quick about 9/11 for a second, and this will kind of lead into the next part of this. The Twin Towers stood like an 11, right? And 9/11 was the 111th day before the end of the year, and the first plane, quote-unquote plane, to hit the towers was Flight 11, and there's more 11 facts to this, but we'll stop there. And because there are, you know, even if you look at Princess Diana's death, there was also a great occult significance to it. It was meticulous occultism surrounding it. So I see these days as power days, if you just think about what I just wrote off, there obviously is no coincidence to that. There has to be something, whether astrology or numerology is your thing or not. I'm not necessarily saying it's my thing, but obviously there has to be some significance to it. So these are power days. They're magnified. And power, well, power is neutral, right? It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Let's take our personal body's energy system, for example. You can go to an acupuncturist, and with them working on your meridians, they can balance and heal you, right? But you can go to a martial artist with the same knowledge of the energy systems, can use those same points to manipulate them to injure you or even kill you. So these are power days, and they can be used for either way. And I would say the Illuminati or such groups, they're master occultists, and they also use this technology for their advantage. So sometimes you see things planned on these special numerology days, such as the 9/11, because they can use these days for their agenda. So
I'm getting excited now.
Are you now?
Yeah, you feel it?
I'm starting to feel it now.
These are special days. They really are. They're important.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am actually.
You just needed someone to give you the facts.
Right.
Adam gave you the facts.
He sure did.
All right, right on.
I think it makes sense, you know. Now, there is this golden age, this impending golden age, these global awakening, this mass global awakening, and I feel these days are special in perhaps moving forward to this or having it actually happen during these days. All it is a tuning process. It's just tuning into a vibe, to a frequency, just like you turn the radio. And I feel we're hardwired for higher consciousness, just like it was in the previous yugas. We have this same wiring, the planet does and we do, and it's just a matter of really getting our consciousness tuned collectively so it gets high enough so we can just switch right back to the old frequency or the new frequency.
All right, right on. Now I want to go to our panel on the Shannon Ray over there, from your perspective, and you know what you've learned here from Adam, and I know we've hit on a couple of things here regarding the New World Order, the Occupy Wall Street, but you know, the hot topic as of right now, 11/11, any significance there? Is there really anything behind this from your perspective?
From my perspective, and you know, I'm not really schooled in these kind of in numerology, I guess is what this would be, what this would fall under. I definitely like that it's a positive message. You know, at least it isn't like these end of the world dates. At least this is like a date that's saying, you know, we're going to be open to more love on this plane of existence, more energy. So that's all positive, and I really like the message.
Can we, from your Shannon, do you think that we can use, like, you know, and there's all these these facts that here that Adam just shared with us regarding dates and times that had the 11 number in them. Is there something to just even verbalizing, like an energy of saying
is
the
today
word,
a good day for magic?
Yeah, like 11. Is there anything with saying the word 11? Does that have some sort of vibration that connects something?
Cast some cool spells today?
Right, there you go. Can you cast some cool spells?
Well, why not?
Today?
We're in Scorpio, of course.
Of course.
You know, and I did just pull a card on that, and I got the Ace of Wands, which is, you know, for today, that's very a lot of synchronicity there, because it's the start of something new. You know, it's got a wand in his hand. You were asking about magic. New things are starting. You know, we're going to create things, begin things, invent things. If today is an inspiration, then that's all we could ever want out of any day. And today's a great day to be inspired.
I'm going to vote for Shannon when she runs for office, because she's so neutrally diplomatic, isn't she? Have you ever heard how she talks?
She's perfect.
She is perfect. Hey, what about you over there, Malcolm? What do you think about this 11/11 day? Anything magical there for you, man?
Well, I'm not skilled in the numerological arts either, but I'm waiting for the date of 13-13-13. I think that's going to be a very magical date.
Yeah, why do you think that, man?
Well, we need a 13th month first.
Yeah, we do need a 13th month, Malcolm.
We can always work on that, Jay.
All right.
I do know, though, I mean, even though I'd be skipping ahead a little bit, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart, or Rawl Factor, I know she has a lot to say about 11/11.
Is she on the line with us?
She sure is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So you're in the whole Arizona scene right now, aren't you?
Right. And I'm wondering what it'll be like when I get out on the roads today. I think it's going to be pretty crowded.
Really? So let me ask you, there's been a lot of anticipation for this moment, and I know a lot of people have been going to, or planning, and they've been talking about it for, gosh, forever now, about this exact day, this exact time. Like, what do you hope to anticipate here? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I just hope that this will be an opening, a portal, a time when more and more people will come together. The consciousness will be raised. We connect with the whales, the ocean, the earth, you know, the unity, the sense of we can do this and we're all together in it. And that's why, you know, it's probably no accident that there are people occupying Wall Street or occupying everything, as they say these days. And it is time for a great, wonderful change.
So how about, is today a good day for spells? Or mantras or meditate, or, you know, anything that you want to wish for? Is it one of those days?
Yeah, to intend it.
Yeah.
And then gather with other people and celebrate. You know, we've made it. We're moving through this exciting portal and good things ahead.
Wow. Right
Do you feel a different type of energy shift in Arizona today at all? Or does it feel exactly how it felt yesterday?
I can't say I feel anything major going on, but I want to hold that thought until I get out and I spend some time with people and spend some time on the earth, because there's something going on. I felt this not actually today, but the other day I felt some powerful magic, if you will. I was with some people on Tuesday morning meditating, and we had one of the most powerful meditations. My third eye opened in a way I'd never had it before. I was seeing colors. And then when I walked out, there were three big black birds. I don't know if they call them ravens here or what, and they were flying around way above my head. And I just was transfixed for about 10, 15 minutes watching that. And I thought, wow, I think the 11-11-11 energy is already here.
Today's a good day to shroom.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, let's find some.
All the stars have aligned just perfectly.
Yeah? What do you think, Adam, about that, man? Is today that day?
The shroom day?
Yeah.
Hey, if that's your thing?
Yeah, that's your thing. All right.
That's your thing. I just want to just add something really quick, a bit on what she just said. What I would like people, everyone listening and everybody here, and anybody can do and think this no matter what your background is, I'd like for us from today and from here on out to look for our similarities in people and not, we're kind of conditioned to codify people by our differences. You know, that person's white, that person's black, or they're a Jew, or they're a New Ager, or they're a Republican or a Democrat. You know, it's like we're conditioned and we're fixated on this, and it's really, this is something that keeps us disempowered and separate from one another. And this is, I really think, part of this plan to keep us kind of disempowered. But if we can really train ourselves and really try to focus on our similarities, as soon as you start connecting and talking with somebody, you know, if you just focus on what you have in common as opposed to everything else, this could really be a key that could really change this collective consciousness.
Absolutely.
Right on. Hey, everybody, we got
to
take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to let you know how you can get a hold and find out more about Adam and his DVD, and then we're going to go to our raw factor results. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
What would you do if an angel popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer?
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Love, hate, deceit, loyalty. Travel back in time to the first Earth, where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
CIA, MIA, South Central, LA,
Read the Playground,
yeah,
a novel by Carmichael Wolfe, try to crack that gangsta code,
crack and speed, or WMD, crack and speed, or WMD,
yeah. Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive. Live a day as a bloom and try not to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground.
No more happy
in
seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandbox is full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew. Oh, we better act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late. Now, old man Gray in the senator knew that East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA is assassinating the black community using sophisticated robotics and crack cocaine as bio warfare.
Crack, crack, crack cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the Eclectic Novice.com or Amazon.com.
What really happened before Adam and Eve? Who are the pre-Adamites? Learn about a kingdom that speaks to you from beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life. An epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Adam Omkara. Good stuff, man. I really enjoy it. You like
it? Love it. I thought it was fantastic.
Hey, so Adam, I know you got a DVD. How do people get a hold of that?
Well, you can go to the URL, literally www.worldsgreatestexercise.com. It'll take you right to the sales page.
Cool, right on. And give us just a quick blurb about what they're going to see on this DVD.
Well, it's a mind-body workout that you can do anywhere. It has ancient, quote-unquote, hybrid yoga movements along with rebounding, which NASA calls rebounding the greatest movement or exercise yet devised by man. And so the movements can be done anywhere and in the comfort of your own home, or you can mix them with your gym routine. And so that is the DVD in a nutshell. I mean, my quick stance on fitness: even if you want to think properly and be sharp, you have to be in some physical shape, because it's all connected. You know, it's scientifically shown our body is our subconscious mind. Cells all over our body have emotion receptors and hold emotion and feeling. So the rebounding part of the video, I call it cellular fitness, because we're only really as fit as our smallest part. So my philosophy on health in general is it's a fine tuning. The more fine tuned we are with our physical health and our mental state, then it creates less static for our soul and our true self. So when we're able to create less static, then we're able to come from more of a pure state, with our perceptions, and then of course our interactions and how we live our life. So there's spirituality to all of it.
All right, right on, everybody.
Hey, he must be in good shape.
Yeah, he must be. Listen, everybody, that is Adam Omkara. Thanks for being on the airwaves and sharing this stuff with us, brother. Good stuff. Right on.
You're welcome.
Hey,
you're
you know,
welcome.
Listen, and when you write about me in the Washington Times online, you spell it A-J-A-Y. That's how you spell my first name.
I got it.
You got
it,
bro. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. That was good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it because we did on this end, everybody. What do you say we start our Raw Factor results?
Today is Friday.
Let's do it.
Monday, our Raw Factor, the last adventure of your life. Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. This book is guaranteed to open up conversations about end-life issues. Reverend Maria takes us through anxiety and fears about death and dying with humor and meditation exercises to help not just when we're dying, but long before the thought even enters our mind. She says the sooner we come to terms with, quote, the most important event of our life, the better.
All right, right on. So I know we have her on the airwaves with us, and I want to go to you, Malcolm, first. Hearing Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland, would you like to hear more of this on a full episode?
I would say off the top of my head, yes, because I didn't hear her appearance on the show on Monday.
Okay, but you heard her vibe on there, so that, all right, that's, there you go. That's yes.
It's a step in the right direction.
What about you, Shannon?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely more to go into with her work in the hospice, so yes. Definitely have her back.
Okay, so you still on the line with us, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, so let me tell you what they said about you from the site. Stephen went on to say, Dancing Heart is visionary in her field. She is a force for good, a force for positive evolution. Your show will benefit greatly by her appearances because her messages resonate with people. All right. Diane went on to say, wow, they really they got a lot of good stuff.
Her.
Yes, they do. Maria Dancing Heart's books are great. As a hospice volunteer, I encourage families to get them. And Maria is a precious resource for those who are suffering. So there's from Diane. And Judge Eve went on to say, would love to question her about her belief system, especially as she's been raised by missionaries. So let's get a drum roll for her. Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We'd love to have you back.
Yay!
Looks like they love you, darling.
I thought she was great.
Yeah, no, you liked her a lot.
I certainly do.
All right, cool. Well, who's right through this? Who's on next?
Tuesday, Jesus' bloodline discovered and alive. Meet the lineage, Rubina Ali. Through time and history, the topics of Judgment Day, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Bloodline have been continually analyzed, questioned, and scrutinized. Hold on. Her father, Malik Ali, and his daughter, Rubina, are here to tell you the confusion is over. He and a few predestined members of his family are, and I repeat, are direct descendants of the beloved Jesus Christ. The gift of God's enlightenment has been passed down through their lineage for many generations. In the past, it was imperative to keep this information of the bloodline a secret, but no longer. The message is received from her father by God. He has instructed that it is the time now to show their true identities.
All right, okay. Hey, Shannon, what do you think about Jesus' bloodline here? Do you think she was pulling it off?
I think she was, first of all, confused as to what a bloodline means.
I think so.
And there was no interview. Like, what interview? I mean, if you have her back, I mean, is she going to just sit there and tell you she can't tell you anything?
Yeah.
Or what's going to happen? So, no.
All right. Malcolm, did you get that one in?
I did hear that one. I thought it was one of the most confusing events I've ever heard on your show, and I would not support that young lady coming back.
Okay. So listen what else everybody else had to say. Looks like Leishanay said, sorry, there are too many references to future revelations that to actually specify whether any of the claims are valid, and I'm sorry, this has to be the most evasive guest I've ever encountered. Vincent went on to say, she is incredible, but I still have to say no to her. Okay. Hans said, my father knows everything. Nobody on earth knows everything, full stop. Crucifixion was commonly a punishment in those days for crime committed. Why not if the story is to be told by the reader? I don't think so, Hans went on to say. Judge, let's get Judge's comments on this. She says about Rubina, she offered hearsay evidence about what they've heard, and it sounds to Judge that Rubina is possessed.
Yes.
By a demon, yeah. And
Rubina's father.
And Rubina's father. So what'd you think?
Do I think she's possessed?
Yeah. Or do you think she should have him back on? Oh, if she's possessed, that'd make for a cool show.
I mean, sure would.
Of course you want to bring her back for that.
No, absolutely not. There was no authenticity. There was no reason to believe such a fabricated story. There was not a shred of evidence. Nothing, zero, zilch. And she even said, I have no evidence.
Yeah.
I have nothing to prove except for this message that my father's receiving, and my father's not here.
Okay, so let's give her a drum roll. So we could give her a formal no. Yeah, sorry, Rabina. Wish you all the luck with your lineage thing, though. Yeah,
remember, there's a second book coming out, but she can't even seem to get past
talk about
the first
it.
One.
All right.
So.
Okay, enough
all
about
right.
that.
All right, Wednesday, More Than a Wish, Kismo McCurby. McCurby?
McCurby.
McCurby, that's right, thank you. A Guide to Understanding How God Answers Wishes and Prayers, Guiding Our Destiny. This is her story about a disillusioned television producer that gets her prayers answered when God grants her three wish. The story is based on true life experiences of Kismo while she had hosting her own television show.
All right. Do we have Kismo on the line with us?
No idea.
Yeah? No?
Kismo, are you there?
Am I on the line?
There's her little genie.
There you are. I see your little genie.
Am I on the line?
Yes, you are on the line, Kismo.
Oh,
how are
sweet.
You?
You are live.
Hey, how'd you like being on the show with us the other day?
I had so much fun. I really enjoyed it.
Did you? Okay, all right. Let's find out what everybody else thought and see if they enjoyed it too. Shannon, did you enjoy it with Kismo?
Yeah. Very thought-provoking. Got everybody, you know, wanting to really put some thought into the kind of wishes that they would want. So, yeah, definitely have her back, and I'd like to, you know more about what her thoughts are on how God sees wishes and how he answers the prayers and all of that.
All right, Malcolm, what do you think about that, helping you get three wishes from Kismo's perspective? Would you like to learn more about that?
I didn't catch this show, so I really don't feel qualified to vote on it.
All right, so we'll give Malcolm a neutral. What about you?
I thought she was cute, and she's a great speaker. I thought it was just a fun show. I liked it. Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Who doesn't want to learn about how to receive more wishes from God?
Okay, you know, Jess, you got any comments on Kismo's wishes?
I just had a good time with the, going around.
Putting everybody on the spot.
Yeah, going around Robin and everybody giving their three wishes.
All right.
I'm really hoping that, having her back, she could elaborate, again, with that connection, and what was so, because, a lot of the her wishes were very sincere, let me get closer to you, God, it wasn't as...
There was nothing materialistic there.
Right, nothing superficial.
Unlike Mayan.
Like Mayan.
My three wishes.
Okay.
Yes.
Unlike yours, yeah.
Remember, I wanted a bank account, a global bank account.
You're saying wanted as if you don't want that anymore.
Oh, no, I still do.
Okay.
However, mine wasn't nearly as materialistic as yours. You want an entire flood, like a chocolate river of money.
No, I remember very exactly what I said.
Right, I remember it
too. I want this source to stop confusing us and make it clear to us, give me all the money, wealth, and health I need, and then together... We can make a difference
because
that's how you do it.
You want to team up with God.
I want to team up, man. Let's do this.
Let's be buddies.
If I'm part of you and you're part of me, let's do this. Man, woman, whatever you are, let's just do this and make it happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got the power, give me the cash, and let's make something happen. It's all good, right? So anyway, let's get a drum roll here. Kismo, I just really love your energy, and I'd love to have you back on the show, hear more of you.
She's
definitely,
so light and airy.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, moving right along to Thursday. The Beatles and the Bible. Jacob James going directly to the heart of the matter. Are we taking a break, Jess?
Well, the music is in cue.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to take a break right now.
Going directly to the heart of the matter, Jacob believes the two witnesses that appear in the Bible in Revelation and the prophecies that they delivered have now been identified as none other than John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And like most people, especially those who claim to be Christian, are justifiably shocked, even offended that such a thought could ever be formulated, let alone actually be truthful and set forth to the public.
Okay. Malcolm, did you get any of that one?
Oh, yes, I did hear this one. I thought his arguments were pretty laughable, and I would vote no.
You would vote no. What about you, Shannon?
I didn't agree with anything he said, but I think it would be fun to have him back anyway. I thought it was really cute having him go up against Nick Bunick. who also has some very interesting ideas. I think having him back for like the Prophet Show would be awesome.
The Prophet Show.
The Prophet Show. I think she's on to something.
We got a few of them.
You know? Yes, we do. We could easily pull off a Prophet Show.
We got like five
show.
Or six prophets, don't we?
Yeah, we got to have an apostle reunion here.
That's a good idea. We could definitely do that.
All right, let's go to a quick break, everybody. Let's go to a quick break, and we'll give you these results when we come back.
Of Oklahoma. Explore the paranormal history of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
Of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Is this the fulfillment of ancient prophetic texts? What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at SpirituallyRaw.com. And now, more ass-whipping truth.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. So let's get a vote. What do you think about the Beatle and Bible guy?
I actually thought it was going to be a great topic, and it would be a great topic. I think his delivery was
You were excited
atrocious.
About it.
I was excited about the topic, but you know what? 99% of it is the delivery.
What do you think, Jess? Beatles and Bible guy.
Yeah, again, I just anticipated so much, man.
So did
because
I.
Of the last, you know, music guru, you know, the guy with Jim Morrison and so on, just had all kinds of data and relevance, and it was like so
he
intriguing.
Knew his facts,
oh
too.
Man, it was
What's
brilliant.
Up with these people? Beatles and Bible and Jesus' Bloodline. I mean, they got killer titles, but it's like, let's get a drum roll.
Okay.
I don't know.
I wouldn't vote in that.
Honestly, I was confused.
Yeah.
I was just kind of confused. I mean, there was Lennon and McCartney, but then they were, but then they weren't. it mattered and then it didn't.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would say no.
All right.
Sorry.
Aww.
It was confusing.
It does happen. It does happen sometimes.
I think, you know, again, not to say there's not value in another show.
Yeah.
Just, you know, anyway.
All right. Up next that same day, we had Christian Dogma, the 21st Century Perspective by Barry Blood Sr. He explores many differences that exist between popular Christianity, which is the doctrine taught from the pulpit, versus academic Christianity, which is the doctrine taught in colleges and seminaries. He contends there are startling differences in these Christian beliefs that may shock the average Christian layperson.
All right. Let's see here. Do we have Barry on the line with us?
I have no idea.
Yeah? Barry?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Barry. How are you?
Just fine.
Good, good. Right on. Okay, so you get a vibe on his voice and everybody. April, I want to start with you on this. What'd you think about Barry?
I absolutely love his topic, and I think he was right on many subjects that he was talking about. So, yes, I do certainly want to hear more.
Okay, and over to you, Shannon.
Yeah, very intelligent, very interesting, great perspective. Definitely have him back.
Malcolm?
Well organized, had his ducks in a row, and he's a good speaker. I vote yes.
Are you stealing Shannon's notes? Jess, what about you, bro?
Yeah.
He did have all his ducks in a row.
Gotta have more.
All
right, let's get a drum roll. You know what I liked about Barry is that, again, you know how he brings in the academic Christianity element of it all, and he just really breaks it down. And
factual.
He gets you, you know, right. Brings in the spiritual element with the logical element with it. Again, that's how I perceived it. But with that being said, Barry, I'd love to have more of you here on the show. So welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We got Barry's our Elvis impersonator.
Sure is.
That's pretty cool.
No, I wouldn't claim to be an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, you should, man. You should. It'd be good for shows, right? Oh,
besides, we have an agent that will hire you too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. We met that
impersonators.
Hey, you guys, ready for our 11/11 special, or do we need to wait for 11/11?
Nah, I don't know. Do we? Is,
oh, is
there
that
any,
what you were waiting?
Are there any rules?
I don't think so.
Regarding
no, because it's 11/11/11 anyway. So
and
we got
you know
three
what it
out
means?
Of there.
Actually, be 11/11 when you finish whatever it is you're about to say.
Okay, so why pretty don't much, we do right. this? All right, so let's set the stage here. Ready? Can I get like just a quick mood music?
I don't even know what you're doing.
I don't know. Something like this. Okay, everybody. I just want you to just
all together
get
now.
In your essence right now. All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. So listen, everybody. So a friend of mine gave me this for today. And actually gave it to me for other days, but I'm going to use it for today. But, you know, it can't hurt, so let's try it, okay? So it's a mantra, or actually it's like a chant, if
a
you
mantra.
Would. Mantra, chant, whatever. And you say it, and apparently within 24 hours, something magical happens to you, okay? So apparently when you say it just like this, so I'll say the first line, and let's just say it all together,
so
all right?
So are we supposed to repeat after you?
Repeat after me, and we'll say it, like I'll say it, then we'll say it together. So like, yeah, repeat.
Like a team.
Like a team. Now, when I end, now there's a fill in the blank section here, and it's very brief, okay?
I'm digging it.
So when I say the word with, that means that's where you put your wish in.
And would this be a verbal, or is this going to be a silent?
I'd say keep it silent, because it would kind of like totally like screw
verbal
with
it. Verbal would be fun, though.
You throw it out verbal, whatever you want to do. And then, okay, so after I say the word with, put your, and I'll give it a little pause so you know to put your, like, whatever you want in there. And then say thank you, and then acknowledge whatever your divine source is.
All right, let's let it rip, Jay.
You guys ready to do this?
Oh, hold on. I got the wrong mute music.
I was going to say, what is that?
I think we need something more meditative.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
All right.
Je me souviens d'avoir passé une nuit délicieuse hors de la ville.
Okay, maybe this is still
it's
not
all right.
Long.
It's all right. We'll
work with it.
Where's your ohm, Jess? Do you have
a long lasting ohm, like a rotating ohm?
Nah, well, I guess I could loop the one. Oh, jeez.
Harry, it's going on at 11. It's 11:10, Jess.
No, pressure. The pressure's building.
Reality radio, everybody. And this isn't even behind the scenes. It's on the front scenes.
You're wiping your nose on the microphone. That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I got it on a loop.
Let's try it. It's all right. Let's do this.
See how it sounds.
Everybody's going to have a magical moment right now. Okay, ready?
Yeah, there you go, Jess.
I know something exciting and good is going to happen to me today.
I know something exciting and good is going to happen to me today.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I just know it.
I just know it.
I see myself being gifted with.
I see myself being gifted with $100 million.
Wealth, health, and thank you to...
And wealth, health, and thank you to...
The Almighty.
Almighty God, Goddess, everything. So that, if you did that mantra, right. Let us know in 24 hours if it worked. So that's okay. Good stuff. So that's
you,
that.
You left the blank out, Jess.
He said it to himself, didn't he?
Yes.
You want to do it again real quick?
No, it was internalized.
All right, cool. And then in the homage to our good friend here, you know, about Vedic culture, I want to say one powerful mantra to all of us. It's the Gayatri mantra, and it goes something very similar, very much like this. Om Bhurbhuvasva, Om Tat Sabato Varenam, Bhargo Devasadhi Mahi, Diyo Yo Na, Prachodayat. Om. Bless you, everybody. Hope it all works out for you on your 11-11-11 day, and hope you enjoyed it because we did on this end.
Oh, that was awesome.
And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most important, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.